CPM used to be called Console Password Manager, but I will call it the Complete Password Manager. I'll tell you why. First of all, a little bit about me. I do computer science, InfoSec. I consult for corporate stuff, and I am really into open and free software. I am one of the founding members of Hackedia, which is a hackerspace based in Oslo. And you can ask me anything during or after this talk. So, about CPM. CPM is a program to keep track of passwords. You can put your passwords in there and you can avoid losing them. It has a secure storage and it allows you to share passwords in a safe way with trusted people. So, for those of you who brought laptops, you can start with a quick start. I often get impatient and want to try out a thing that I'm listening to a talk on. And so this is an opportunity for those of you who are quick to try it out. On Debian, it's apt-get install CPM, and then you create the DB and you run the CPM. Refer to the wiki for problems. The overview on this talk is we're going to talk a little bit about the whys, the hows, how to get CPM, how to start it up, how to use it, and what I like to call advanced topics, but really just fun stuff. First of all, CPM, the motivation behind any password manager should be that at some point you will end up having so many passwords that you'll start writing them down. There is a threshold there, it's between 3 and 7. Past 7 passwords, nobody can, unless they're autistic, can remember them all, like me. So, post-its are dumb, and random text files around your file system are pretty dumb as well. And there is a way of, I don't know, GPG encrypting your random text files, and I'll tell you in a second why that's kind of silly as well. There's some Linux programs for this, Xwallet and friends, but they have too much graphical user interfaces, so they don't let you grab the password like this, pipe it, extract it. All that stuff is harder to do. So what password manager is remote console friendly and for sysadmins? You know, those people who are really, really need to remember a billion passwords. So, big question is why not some other password manager? And that is, well, CPM is flexible, open, and extendable. I'll tell you why, how. First of all, it's an XML blob that's kept in GPG, and then you can put that, stick that XML blob in Git and get a distributed password store. Other password managers have this problem of info leaks. I will tell you all about how CPM avoids information leaks, so you don't lose your passwords in ways that you didn't realize were possible. One of the main features of CPM is its paranoid delusions. The mere fact that we try as hard as we can to keep your passwords in the database and only for your eyes. Some people were using jkeyring. It's a terrible program that just keeps one big flat text file. Sharing passwords with other people, that requires trust if you're doing that. If you set using trust, you might as well use GPD, Web of Trust. And CPM kind of just sucks less than the alternatives. I might mention as well that there's a new program called Pass, which also does console management passwords, and it's nice, but it keeps all the passwords in individual files. And for the paranoid inclined, just the name of the file is enough for an attacker to start figuring out what servers you have access to and how to break into them. while with CPM, it's just one big encrypted blob, and you don't leak as much data. So how? The hows of CPM. How does CPM achieve better security than other password managers? Well, first of all, I'll tell you how it was built. It was built by this guy called Harry Brückner, a German guy, who did a very good job on it, but orphaned it. And because of bit rot, it stopped working after a while because, I don't know, systems change, it didn't get packaged. And so somebody asked me to fix this program. And I looked at it and I was like, okay, I can adopt this program and maintain it and improve it slightly. It's not a program I wrote, so I didn't plan to modify it in huge ways. I just wanted to make it work and for the bugs to be fixed. And that's what was asked for me. That's how I got into maintenance of programs. How to be a maintainer. Basically, this is a side note on how to be a maintainer of any program. You can pick up an orphaned tool. So orphaned means basically either the author is not around or they are just not interested in the program anymore, although there are many other people who might be interested in the program. Then you give the program some love by fixing bugs, by documenting the issues that are not really bugs but make the program harder to use, by packaging the program, because this is what makes it easiest for people to reach it, is when you can just install the program with a couple of keystrokes instead of working through issues. This is gold. And then keep giving the program love, because that's how you keep being the maintainer of that program. Another side note is how to package programs. It's covered elsewhere, so I'm not going to go into details. However, I would like to say that putting packages into Debian is NP-complete. And you can spend hours and hours on it. Also, if there's anybody out there who can help me put an RPM package into the Enterprise Linux extended repository, please get in touch. Yes. So, how does CPM achieve its goals of keeping around the password manager? Well, first of all, it's made with in C with something called the console development kit, which is really just a fancy wrapper for ncurses. It uses xmllib, zlib to compress the data, and gpgme to talk to gpg. So the rest of it should be fairly simple, right? Well, first of all, we want to be very paranoid when we're handling password data, because it can suddenly end up in shared memory, and it can be suddenly it can leak outside of this encrypted store. So the way we do that is we make sure that the memory that the passwords are read into is never swapped. That the CPM doesn't dump core when it crashes, if it crashes, and that other users and other programs can't ptrace this program, because when you can ptrace a program, you can easily access its memory. Also, you want to make sure that the runtime environment of CPM is very thoroughly checked and scrubbed before you start CPM, or before you decrypt the password. Yes, so that's checkmate, or pat actually. We sign the password database by the last person to modify it. And if you add a password, it can be optionally passed through cracklib to make sure that it's a secure password. The XML is DTD validated, and this is sort of password database done right. Also, the data format is so flexible that you can just GPG decrypt the password database, gunzip it to uncrypt press it, And it's packed XML, so it helps to do XML indent just to make it readable. But that just gives you the password databases in raw form. So the hierarchy, of, you can organize this, your passwords how you want. So it makes sense maybe to break it down to categories, services, or hosts, services, and then usernames and passwords. But you can make it as simple or as complicated as you want. There's a way of putting comments in the passwords, and one password, only one password is visible at a time in the console program itself. The idea being that if somebody's shoulder surfing you, they can only grab one of your precious secrets. There's also import scripts to grab passwords from your other ways of keeping them, and it supports multiple users. The idea being that you can share a password store with your colleagues, for example, your team members. There's also some miss features that I have fixed. In older versions, we had terrible error messages, and that was one of the things that made people have a hard time installing CPM, is usually did have problems with setting trust on keys or other GPG-related issues, and CPM would just bail, but these have been fixed. Also, in newer Ubuntu kernels, unfortunately, the kernel has a protection against RPTrace protection, and that issue is fixed in 0.29, CPM 0.29. And there's a Red Hat build problem, but that is also easily fixed. To get it, you go to GitHub, Commotion, CPM. It's been tested on Debian, Ubuntu, Fedora Core, Arch Linux. We will accept contrib packages. I have a couple of them. For example, the Arch and the Fedora Core packages have been contributed by members that use CPM. Installing it on Debian is just apt-get install CPM. That's from testing and onwards. There is a compatibility package for Wheezy on the CPM wiki on GitHub. Then there's a couple of GPG basics I'd like to step you through. If you're using CPM, you need to have a key pair. You need to have a private and a public key. Defaults for generating keys are okay. You just do GPG dash dash gen key. And if you're paranoid, you can use 4096 bits. Then you set it up by initializing an empty database. Once you have CPM, you write create CPM to create a database. Then you can just add keys to it, sign it, and encrypt it. So I'm just going to open a larger terminal here so that it's visible. And then I'll show you how that looks. Is that visible on the video? Good. I'm going to move away the old CPMDB. And then I'm going to do create CPMDB. All right. Actually, in newer versions, all I need to do is run. Yeah, I'm a developer, so I just need to run it. And it will tell me that there is no CPMDB, but a new one is created automatically. And then you have an empty screen like this, saying add nodes and keys. First of all, I hit Control-K for keys, and I add a key with Control-A, and I type some part of my ID. It finds my GPG key, and that's all I need to do because this is my CPM, my database. And then I add, let's say I'm my password at Sukir. Service, yeah, nice. So There I added a host, a service on that host, and a username on that service. And now I'm adding a password. However, I can hit Control G to get a, sorry, in, what was it? I can just add a password like this. There we go. Now if CPM is installed with Cracklib, it'll check if that's a good password, but it's good because it's longer than 8 characters, right? You will get a warning. It will not refuse you to add passwords. Obviously, you'll have lots of different passwords and different qualities in this database. So you can also add more hosts, for example. Right? And you can select these. At the end, you can push escape, quit, save, and that's your database. Now, I have set up GPG agent, which means that I don't have to type in my password because I've already done so. So I would have to clear a cache. Details on how to set that up are on the wiki. Basically, that allows me, as long as I'm logged into a GPG agent, not to have to type in my password a million times a day. And if you have one of those fancy GPG key cards, smart cards, you can use those with GPG agent, which means that you can lock and unlock the password store with a PIN number. It's pretty nice. Nice and secure. Also, so that was me showing you how to use it. Control A adds, Control E edits entries. Control P, password generator. Control K, edits, views, adds keys. You can also search in the database just by writing CPM and then the whatever you're looking for. So here I would just do, so I'm just gonna make this a little easier on me. So that works. And I could do CPM, what was it, secure. There. So that found my secure entry, basically. That gives really quick access. And then that will also prompt for a password if you're not unlocked. So other fun stuff that you can do with CPM is, first of all, is there a question? Sure, go ahead.
What kind of search are you using? Is it free text search? Is it fuzzy search? Can you do complex searches?
It's a free text search.
On which
there's
fields?
No complex searches, but it will just match. If you, what you're searching on has to exist in one of the elements of the XML hierarchy. So I don't think there is any regex, but it's very easily extendable if somebody has a use case for it to do regexes. Usually you'd use this just to find one password really quickly. So,
yeah. Thanks.
The fun stuff, onto the fun stuff. I mentioned GPG agent already. I'll show you how that's configured. There's a configuration file for CPM. There's a data import. I'll show you how to do that because all of these things are made as simple as possible. There's a multi-user step, which I would like to show you, and there's distributed CPM, which is possibly the best feature that you can implement in this thing. GPG agent stores your GPG passwords so that you can use your smart card, or that just opens up your GPG key as long as your session is on. The way to set it up is by adding, either by just running Ubuntu, which is automatically has a key store, or by running eval gpg agent --daemon in your X session file. There's a configuration file for CPM. It's called CPMRC. There's a global one, and there's one that lives in your home folder as .cpmrc. for there is a detailed example file that lives in user share doc CPM. Things are where you I would expect them to be. There's also a simple format to this configuration file. It's key and value. There's you can specify what the password length should be for the generation of passwords. The key, the characters that are allowed for passwords, and the search patterns. You can also specify how the hierarchy looks. There's also data import. Data import is really handy if you already have a password database. And the general password database import has 8 fields. The first one is host, the second one is comments, and so on. And you just run user share CPM import, and you can pipe your data in there. We're just going to let everybody move, because it's, yeah. Something is happening in downstairs. anyway, multi-user CPM lets you trust a specific group of people for a database. And just multi-user CPM, in this case, would be one machine which everybody has access to, but where they are sharing their GPG, they're not sharing their GPG key, obviously. They have their own GPG key through GPG agent or SSH agent, for example. And the way you do this is, first of all, you have to trust the other keys through the web of trust, through GPG's own mechanism. It's easy. For example, if you were to share a password with me, first of all, you'd find my keys or the key that you want to share with, and then you would receive that key, and then you would sign it and set trust to that key. The trust could be marginal, just as long as it's more than unknown. And then you add that key to CPMDB and you save it. And the only thing that you have to be careful of is the permissions of the CPMDB, because that is a file that's shared and writable by everybody who has access to it, Unix file permissions. So all the CPM users would be in one Unix group, and you would set GID or group ID on the data there, and you would have a wrapper script that makes sure to open that particular file, because CPM just opens .cpmdb in your home folder. You'd want it to do CPM with an argument to specify where you're opening it. And CPM will actually lock the database so that only one person is going to be able to write it at a time, even though everybody is able to read it. However, there is a better way of doing this, and that's called distributed CPM with Git. The idea is that you create a Git repo, and you import CPMDB and possibly a configuration file, and you have a wrapper to pull things out of the repo, and if changed, push them back into the repo. What you gain there is that, first of all, you will never lose this password database if you're syncing on many computers. Second, you can do this, you can share that database with all your devices, but if you're sharing secrets with a whole team, there is no single point of failure. Sure, there's one place to push and pull your passwords from, but everybody has a copy of the database. Also, you don't have to deal with Unix permissions. So just to show you how that looks, I have made a garbage file. I make a Git repo in there. I initialize the CPM database. I add the CPM database to the repo. I commit it, and then I add in a remote. And here I would recommend you run your own on your own server, your own Git repo. Mainly, not that I don't trust GPG, because it's really made to withstand, like, you could send messages. This is, your CPM database is a message. You could send messages that are made to travel over email to your enemy's hands and not be decrypted. So you could conceivably put this on GitHub, your password database. I just don't really feel like that's good for other reasons. Let us say that I lost my GPG key to some evil third party, then I would be in trouble, but they wouldn't have all my secrets, just that one. But if I had my password database easily reachable online, suddenly I would be in a lot more trouble. So I prefer to have my password database on my own server. And if I'm sharing with a team, I prefer that team to have their own server as well, basically. So this wrapper script that I mentioned is just a way of opening CPM every day, like every time I need it. For example, I call this wrapper script garbage, just to access the garbage file. And it's a shell script that goes into the password, pulls, opens CPM on that password database. And then when that is done, it checks if there's a difference, because then that means you've edited the CPM database. And if it is different, then it commits and pushes it. And a little bit of a note about commit messages. It's like the names of the files. If I was to encrypt every password as a different file, it would leak information. So if I wrote customer start seed and password, very secret password to all their customer database, that in the commit log would be enough for somebody who grabbed the Git repo to realize some things about me that I wouldn't want them to know. Like that I am an admin for StartSeed, for example. I'm not, but I'm just giving you an example. So usually me and my colleagues would just put the nonsensical commit logs, just to not leak any information to some third party. Multi-user CPM is documented in the wiki, the GitHub wiki. Future features. We would like to rip out the console development kit and use our own, basically, because that's where all the internationalization issues come from. Basically, we can't use UTF-8. We would also like to add some simple trust management to CPM. And if somebody contributes, getting CPM into the extended enterprise repository, so that it will be available for Red Hat, CentOS, and a bunch of other platforms. Now, I would love to hear questions, if there are any.
Yeah, I have a question. One of the features that I would love to see would be a way to see a log for myself if someone in the team were to read passwords.
A password reading log?
Yeah. Okay. The case scenario being a password database for a huge enterprise with hundreds of employees and all the customers, and you want to
have an audit log, basically.
Audit log, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that is really possible if you're not using the Git Git approach. If you have one centralized system, you can make an audit of every read operation or every open of the CPM. But if you have a decentralized CPM database, then that is not achievable. So I would actually implement that in the wrapper in the multi-user CPM, the way I described it here, with one Unix group for everybody. Because you could either use the audit D or just the wrapper itself to write the log and make the wrapper SUID but not writable by these people, this group of people.
Mm. Okay.
Then I will thank you very much for listening. And please check out my other projects. Thank you.